Cyber Monday, and it's going to be bigger than ever now that like Toys R Us are gone and shopping online is so huge. We want to bring on Ben Arnold. He's with CTA, Senior Director of Innovation and Trends.
It's a great title right there.
It really is. Ben, what's going on?
Hi, Ben.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm looking at your Twitter feed here, and I know we're going to go through some of the specials at Amazon, Walmart, even Kohl's. Turns out Kohl's is having a sale, yeah. The Amazon, all the Dot stuff, do you have to have a lot of these? You already have to have Alexa, right? The voice
active? The Dot can be Alexa's first presence in your home.
Yes, that's what I meant. You have to begin with her, right? And then everything branches off of that, a lot of these things that are on sale today.
That's the general idea, yes.
Right on.
Well, with that, with
they
that,
want in.
With that, with the Alexa, and I think Google Mini is the Google version, correct?
Yes.
Is there something like the next tier that's coming up that you should kind of wait and maybe wait for that to come out? Or is this what we have for the foreseeable future?
This is what we have right now, but the upside is Amazon and Google and, of course, Apple and all these companies that are making these digital assistants are continually improving them. So they're getting smarter. They're better able to recognize your toddler trying to talk to it. They're getting smarter. So really, I think it's about choosing the one that kind of, you know, if you're ordering a bunch of stuff on Amazon every week, that's probably the best assistant to go with. If you're really immersed in Android and Chrome and all about your Gmail account, the Google Assistant might be better for you, but they're always being improved. They're always learning, which is kind of the fun part of this.
Now, the Fire TV, the stick, we gave away a boatload of those Friday morning at a breakfast club that we had, Ben, but I'm intrigued by the TV Cube.
Yes, they're doing a lot of very cool things with TV. They're adding, when you have an antenna, they're adding DVRs to an antenna that you get over the air. The Cube makes everything kind of voice-enabled. Amazon is definitely pushing the envelope when it comes to what we call new hardware products that have Alexa embedded in them.
You know, Ben, isn't it, let's be honest, isn't the appeal of a Fire Stick that some people jimmy-rig them?
Well, yes, I have heard that. Being a technology analyst, I've heard that around the edges. But what I will say is Amazon continues to add more and more content. You know, there's more and more things to watch. And so, yes, there are some unadvertised benefits of those devices, but what they do advertise is really good stuff.
Yeah, because it's the most popular, and I know there's a big online community with that. What about teenagers? If you got a teenager in the house, what are some of the big gifts for that maybe 12 to 18-year-old?
Well, you know, I'm going to say that the voice products are definitely appealing to those guys. But if I know teenagers well, I know that they're all about their smartphones. And one of the things we saw in our research is that because we've had a lot of new smartphone announcements, smartphones really jumped to the top of the list in terms of the products that people want this year.
Is it worth it, though? I have an iPhone 6. I have no problem with it. I just got a new battery. I mean, is it a need where you have to, from the 6 to the 10, is there a huge difference between these products?
Well, I mean, you say the word need. I mean...
you know what I mean. But, you know, I got to have it.
Right. Well, there's some things that if you're really into your iPhone or you're really into your smartphone, they're adding things like using your face to unlock the phone. Of course, they have all these great Animoji little programs that you
right.
have. So they've added a lot of bells and whistles, in my opinion, in the past, you know, one or two phone launches that this stuff is really fun to play with. So.
And the cameras are much better as well.
Absolutely. You hit it right there. Yes.
Yeah. We have Ben Arnold with us. He is Senior Director of Innovation and Trends with the Consumer Tech Association. Longtime Jim Barry was with us for years, and it's a first time for you there, Ben. I'm looking. Walmart's got some great stuff, but over the weekend, I was in a Best Buy. Boy, Best Buy is loaded for the holidays.
Absolutely.
I Good mean, God.
About kind of what moves the needle at holiday, it's TV. And when I was out at the stores, I saw a lot of 4K TVs at really good prices. Headphones are another product category that are really popular at holiday time. And you know that Best Buy and Walmart, those big retailers, are fully stocked on different types of headphones. So, as I did my rounds this week and looking at the sales and walking through the stores, I definitely saw all these big themes that really played out in our research. TVs, smartphones, headphones, all these products were front and center at retail this week.
Speaking of headphones, is there, you know, because maybe because of marketing, maybe because it's better, people thought Beats by Dre was the headphone. Is there a particular headphone that's, you know,
comparable,
inexpensive, and that what's the best one to get?
Well, you know, the thing that we've seen since the Beats by Dre hit the market is the headphone category has just blown up. I mean, you've got Bose, which has always been making headphones, but as you kind of talk about the marketing, it's a much bigger kind of consumer marketing play. Bose has some great products. Sony is really one of the leaders, along with Bose, in the area of noise canceling. So, you know, in terms of trends that we're seeing in headphones, in my opinion, it's about more of these specialized noise canceling features. And also, if you've ridden the a subway in the past year, you know that everybody's wearing AirPods and what we call these truly wireless headphones, which don't have a cord. They're totally wireless. That is the new sort of front in the headphone market.
Yeah, I'd never lose those, Ben. Jeez.
When it comes to gaming systems, they're so cheap right now. I think someone's running a PS4 with Red Dead Redemption.
Walmart.
Yeah, for like $199, I think, is the cost. Is it worth getting it now? Because I read somewhere like the PS5's coming out soon.
Well, you know, that's one of the things we always think about with respect to game consoles is trying to handicap, you know, when the products are going to come out and sort of how does that line up with, you know, what you want right now. I think it's actually a great time to buy a game console, one of the current generations, PS4, Xbox One. Right, they serve as a backup Blu-ray player. You've got all these great games. And to me, you know, you mentioned Red Dead Redemption. You know, the title releases are kind of driving some of the console sales at this point. So I've heard a lot of people talking about the new Spider-Man game, a lot of people talking about the new Red Dead Redemption. Those are going to drive people to buy new consoles.
Yeah, and Fortnite is absolutely huge, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you talk about teenagers. I've got sub-teenagers in my house, and they're younger. They're all about Fortnite.
So they can floss.
I have trouble flossing. I tried to floss after a few beers this week. It didn't go well. So, if you have young ones, I know there's a lot of tech for children's pads and stuff like that. And we were mentioning earlier, what do you think this first Christmas without Toys R Us is going to do to the market?
Oh, well, you know, I think it's going to push those sales to some other retailers, of course. But, you know, one thing that we've kind of missed at my house is being able to go to Toys R Us and, you know, see all the toys and play with all the toys.
Exactly.
That was one of the, you know, the biggest benefits. But, you know, we'll always find other places to buy things.
I heard Target was going to triple their toy department and try to pick up some of that.
Well, that makes sense. You know, it's the
right.
You know, the other guy in the shopping center, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, such great info, and we really appreciate it. We'll post this interview on our podcast page and online. Where can people get a hold of you on social media and your website?
On Twitter, you can follow me at Tech, T-E-C-H, B. Arnold, so Tech B. Arnold. Our website is really easy. It's cta.tech, Consumer Technology Association.tech. And just in case you were wondering, we're the producers of the CES each year in Las Vegas in January, the big electronics
right.
show.
Right.
So that's one other thing to look out for us for.
Well, maybe we'll have you back. Yeah, we'll have you back.
I love that. That'd be great.
Hey, thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
All right, great info. Great info.
A lot of little tech beeps going on there. Yeah. That was kind of cool.
It's a lot of stuff for you and Skeggs to buy me for
Christmas.
Dude
is connected.
I hope you guys are paying attention.